Hi, it's the 3rd of March, the day in 1840 when Flemington Racecourse held its first race meeting. About 21 years later, Flemington became the home of the race that stops the nation.
Get your glasses, for here they go, 26 thoroughbreds off in the big 2 miles.
Might surprise you that it was only in 1931 that Star Spangled Banner was officially adopted as the United States national anthem. And Elvis appeared on television for the first time in 1955 on Louisiana Hayride.
He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style. Elvis Presley.
March 3rd birthdays, Mike Pender, lead singer with The Searchers, celebrates his 80th today. Still touring, still playing 60s hits like this. Australian director Dr. George Miller turned 76, brought us the Mad Max series, Happy Feet, Babe, and the acclaimed miniseries, The Dismissal and Bodyline.
Grew up with brothers, and we'd play out what we saw in the movies and read in the comics, and it was an invisible apprenticeship.
Rapper Tone Loc is 55 today. His stage name is shortened from Antonio Loco.
Funky Cole Medina.
Remember David Faustino? He was Bud on Married with Children. Turns 47 today.
You guys are probably thinking because he called me son that he was my dad.
Ronan Keating turns 44. The former member of Boyzone had a string of hits before joining the judging panel on the Australian series of X Factor. And Jessica Biel celebrates her 39th birthday.
I'm not trying to compete. I'm not trying to copy them. I don't want to try to do what they're doing.
Finally, the great Lou Costello died on this day in 1959, aged 52. One half of the classic comedy team, Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Remembering Lou Costello on March 3rd.